Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Say.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to We'll See About That. Ron Say here with Mike Gary. And, Mike, we have gotten into the NBA basketball playoffs and had another spectacular game the other night, the first round of the championship series with the Indiana Pacers and the New York Knicks.
Eastern Conference Finals, of course, the atmosphere is crazy. MSG, this is also after the Knicks, you know, dismantled the Boston Celtics. They hated and vile Boston Celtics by coming back to win. But what they did to the Celtics happened to the Knicks. The Pacers came back from 17 down and beat them in overtime.
I turned away after they went down 14. I figure it was over with. Pacers were doing nothing right. Knicks were capitalizing on everything. It was a home game, and the next thing I know, I get a text a little bit later from a friend of mine. He say, "Did you see that shot?" And I thought he was talking about somebody must have hit a home run, right? And the next thing he tells me is the Pacers win.
It was incredible, absolutely incredible. And you know, we're also going to have Mike Bresnahan
back with us next week.
Yeah, hold on, this is editing pickup. Mike Bresnahan on with us next week to really break down the whole thing, because we also saw that our friends over there in Minnesota had a rough game as well.
Yeah, they did. OKC was able to get past that tough series with Denver, and they looked like the best team in basketball with 68 wins against Minnesota. But I expect Minnesota to recover. I think it's going to be a physical series. But, you know, these blowouts are pretty common for Oklahoma City. They've won three games, I guess. They've won by over 30 points in the playoffs alone. So it looks like OKC is going to be in the finals, for me at least. Gilgeous Alexander was named the most valuable player for the regular season. So
barely beating the Joker, very close.
Yes,
barely beating the Joker.
Yeah. So it really exciting basketball. I think it's great for the game that we've had a lot of excitement going on. We have the tush push,
yeah, tush push
that was able to survive being banned after an hour-long speech by the owner of the Philadelphia Eagles. And I guess there was a little bit of contempt, I guess, for the hour that he took explaining why it should be kept.
And Green Bay was the one that brought this challenge. I don't understand no one had a problem except Green Bay.
Yeah, well, not a surprise. Okay, and we're going to come back with our special guest, Jim Kernel, to talk more about Major League Pitching and the issues that are in hand this year. Stay with us. This is baseball's Ron Say. Nowadays, it seems like nothing is built to last. Phones, appliances, cars, computers. But the new Michelin Defender 2 tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you will have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So goodbye to the short-lived and hello to something that lasts. Get your set of Michelin Defender 2 tires at Hank's Tires, 19951 Ventura Boulevard in Woodland Hills. Call my buddy Steve Goldberg at 818-340-4200. That's 818-340-4200. Hank's Tires is also built to last. Hank opened Hank's Tires in 1953, and we are the oldest tire and auto repair shop in the San Fernando Valley with 100% customer satisfaction. Hank's is AAA approved for all of your auto repair needs. Call Hank's Tires at 818-340-4200 and tell them Ron Say sent you.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. Call now to find out how much your case could be worth.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hey there, sports fans. Ron Say. Are you ready to score big with fresh, healthy eats? Well, our friends at Melissa's Produce have got you covered. Whether you're gearing up for the big game or just living that active lifestyle, Melissa's fresh produce delivers the winning nutrition you need. And here's the MVP move. Visit Melissa's.com today and use the promo code RONSAY to save 15% on your first order. Don't miss out on the home run deal. Fuel your passion for sports and good eats with Melissa's Produce. That's Melissa's.com, promo code RONSAY.
And now for Harmony Cheese. Here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature golden age cheeses are a symphony of taste, from the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abergele to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our portabella and chive abergele.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com.
They still call me the Penguin.
Okay, we have returned to We'll See About That with our special guest, Jim Kernel. And Jim will be receiving a beautiful fruit gift basket courtesy of our friends at Melissa's Produce. Melissa's is a proud partner of We'll See About That. Be sure to use my VIP code RONSAY when checking out at Melissa's.com. It is a pleasure to have back a guy that we had on last year. He's not our in-house guru, but he is a baseball guru as far as the pitching and in Major League Baseball today, in my opinion. He's had advanced studies on it and is currently involved. And Jim, welcome back. And you've had a lot of success, at least in being able to diagnose a lot of the pitching issues today that confront major league pitchers and the problems they have. Tell us where you are currently at this point in time.
Well, thanks. I appreciate coming back on. I certainly enjoyed my first hour with you, and you are both very affable and engaging to speak with, so I appreciate that.
Thank you.
I think I mentioned a year and a half ago, this has been now an eight-year journey for me. And I started 20 minutes of film and developed a website, and then started evaluating high school pitchers I saw with injuries and their throwing motions. And then I began to see common denominators with major league pitchers and how they threw and their injuries. And they were exactly the same. Tommy John's shoulder, the whole bit. So that led me to, you know, delve into this a little deeper, because my overall goal, and still is I want to help youth pitchers improve their arm health and improve their performance. That's actually the tagline on my website, theathleticpitcherseries.com. But I recognized, and Ron and I had, you and I spoke about this, that I'm kind of climbing Mount Everest here, because I don't feel that anything's going to change with the amateur baseball world as far as how they're being taught, how they're being trained, unless the message from the MLB mountaintop changes. And what I mean by that is that the message now is all about velocity. It's all about spin. When I pitched with the Yankees years ago, and I had a pretty successful career till I hurt my arm, it was all about the four tenets of pitching were command, change of speed, movement, and then velocity. I happen to throw pretty hard, but that's besides the point. But those were the four tenets. And in working with pitchers the last 15 years, that's what I have focused on. And it's become increasingly more difficult for me to work with pitchers because all they want to do is throw max velocity because that's all they read, that's all they hear, and that's what they're being taught in facilities across the country. I think I shared it with you. I did an in-depth analysis of about 25 facilities across the country because I want to see what these kids, youth pitchers are being taught. And it was strength training, it was velo, it was spin. I went to several facilities to kind of observe. And the pitching instruction today is just not even, it's on the opposite end of the spectrum of what I would be doing in that I saw people sitting in a chair looking at a screen, and as the pitcher threw, they would say, your spin was down on that curveball, see if you can ratchet it up. And meanwhile, I'm looking at this kid's throwing, this young man's throwing motion, and I'm going, "Is he's 6 months away from an injury, or he can't command the strike zone because of how he throws and his timing issue." So that's really the essence of it for me. And in doing so, I've had kind of some, not, I want to say fun because it's sad. I befriended Tony Kornheiser, a really good guy. And he calls me Don Quixote because he's basically he says you're tilting at windmills. And he said, I'm not smart enough to be your Sancho Panza. But then after I continually sent him pitchers who were going to get injured, and they did get injured, he then proceeded to call me Cassandra. Uh-oh. And then he said, remember, nobody listened to Cassandra either. So, but anyway, so Tony and I have a lot of fun, and I have shared a lot of stuff with him. He even mentioned me on one of his shows, and I've talked to him several times. We text back and forth, but that's really the essence of it in that when I said I've predicted injuries, what baffles me, and I'll tie it in back to your original question, and I have some facts maybe in the next session I can talk to. Major League Baseball came out with a 63-page study that somebody was kind enough to share with me. I read it twice, and I think I shared with you, Ron, my analysis and my response to that was 15 pages. And their three reasons for the injury epidemic were velocity, they're throwing harder than ever, spinning stuff, they're spinning the ball faster than ever, and max effort, they're throwing every pitch max effort. So I decided that, okay, as with any issue, I'm not looking to disagree with somebody till I understand the facts. And I want to try to understand where they're coming from factually. And we can talk about this in a little bit because I have the facts here. So I have a researcher, and I actually researched several different errors in that one. I looked at Tommy John surgeries from the last 2 years, and I had my researcher look at their average velocity. I also had them look at their spin rates for all their pitches, curveball, sweeper, and cutter, because I wanted to see what these velocities and spin rates were factually and whether they supported MLB's statement that everybody's getting injured because they're spinning the ball faster and throwing the ball harder. So those are the things that we can talk about a little further. And just anecdotally about the spin rate, my response just off the cuff would be, and I said this on my podcast, I get it. You're saying they're spinning the ball faster than ever. And you can probably, you relate to this, Ron. I'd like to know if those doctors and those experts who were saying they're spinning the ball faster than ever knew what Sandy Koufax's spin rate was on his curveball, knew what Burt Blyleven's curveball spin rate, who I've been told and read probably had the greatest six curveballs or whatever of all time. I'd like to know if they know what Bob Gibson's slider spin rate or Steve Carlton's slider spin rate, okay? Or let's go with Nolan Ryan's curveball spin rate, on and on and on and on. Well, the answer is they don't know. So then my response is, how can you make an empirical statement that says they're spinning the ball faster than ever, okay, that indicates or states that before 2008 or 10, I forget the year that PitchFX was installed, nobody had the ability to check spin rate. Okay, it's fair to say that spin rate has increased since 2008 or 10, when PitchFX was installed, because that was in front, that was closer to the plate. Now it's out of the hand. And I don't want to get into too much detail about that, but I'm a little incredulous that all the experts can stand up and raise their hand and state in national publications and even on TV that they're spinning the ball faster than ever, and they do not know what Nolan Ryan's curveball spin rate was. I don't understand that, Ron, at all.
Well, I'm not sure I understand it either, and I do agree with you about having some criticism about metrics until you understand and have a chance to digest it before you speak up. You know, I get annoyed when I see some things on Instagram when I see a pitcher and a radar gun in an enclosed session in an indoor pitching mound, and there's spectators on both sides, and they're kind of trying to urge this pitcher to see if he can hit 100 on the guns. And for me, it's this shouldn't even be happening. There's no way that it's like a weightlifting contest. You get in a building and you say, hey, let's see if you can lift 500 pounds today. You know, it's like, see if we can do that. But I think it's well overdone. I see kids, you know, trying to do a max pitch just so they can hit 100 miles an hour on the gun, and their arm's going to fall off. And I feel kind of the same way about spin rate. We're going to take a quick break and be back with Jim Kernel and talk more about Major League Pitching right after this message.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
1738.
Hello, Ron Save. Okay, we have returned with our special guest, Jim Colonel. And Jim, at the close of the last segment, you know, I mentioned that I saw some of those clips on Instagram. Give me your take on what you saw.
I try not to spend too much time on Instagram, but this stuff pops up because when I go to my account, and I actually made a couple videos of this because I was just, I was aghast at what is being taught. And that actually precipitated my doing the research and study of the facilities across the country. But it's kids, as you said, on the sidelines cheering. And the kid is not actually on the mound. He's running and throwing the ball against the wall as hard as he can. And then the velocity flashes. That has nothing to do with pitching. That is as much to do with pitching as me mowing the lawn has to do with, you know, repairing my car. It is just beyond comprehension. And as I mentioned to you, as somebody who's taught pitching for 15 years, who pitched professionally and has probably worked with 150 pitchers, and I've never used a radar gun. I don't even own a radar gun. At best, that's coaching malfeasance. At worst, it's criminal. But to be respectful or to try to recognize the situation, I believe facilities are only teaching what they think they need to teach because that's what the parents and the young men want to buy because that's what's being sold on MLB.com. Hunter Green throws 9 pitches in a row, 102 miles an hour. You know, Skanes hits 102. Every game you watch, and I watch very little baseball, but the games you watch, hey, that was 102. Hey, that was 101. Hey, that was 103. He's on fire today. Okay? So when you have young pitchers who are 16, who don't have the intellectual and emotional maturity to make decisions and understand the reality of what pitching really is, and it's a long-term process of development, and you have parents, once again, not criticizing them, who are just buying into, you know, to paraphrase James Earl Jones, you know, sell it and they will buy. You can understand why this is happening. I don't understand where MLB, I disagree with MLB. I understand why they're doing it. I really disagree with MLB in that they don't take a more significant and severe stand against what's taking place as opposed to when their MLB study says, well, we do have some concern and we need to look at this. And unfortunately, they're kind of parroting and it's trickle down. Brian, it ain't trickle down. This is not trickle down economics. This is the Ten Commandments coming down from MLB Mount Sinai. That is it. No matter what article you read, no matter what you see on TV, that is what's being sold to college kids, to high school kids, to their parents. And that's the paradigm that I've been trying to change for 8 years or trying to make people aware of. And I've had no success doing that with anybody in the game. People out of the game have agreed with me. And I'm sure I'm not the only person talking about this in this perspective. You know, I'm not a genius by any stretch of the imagination. Talk to my wife and kids, and they'll tell you that point blank. But I tried to put all the pieces of the puzzle together. And here's as a caveat, what I've learned in that everybody I've talked to doctors, I've talked to physical therapists, I've talked to former pitching coaches, whatever the case may be, everybody looks at it through their own lens. And I understand and why that happens. But as I've said over and over on my podcast, this is a large puzzle and there's many pieces of the puzzle. And what baffles me and where I disagree with Major League Baseball 1,000% in that their study, which was 25,547 words, they attributed 45 words to the impact of pitching mechanics on injuries. And 2/3 of those words had to do with the impact on arm slot, okay, which is minimal because it has to do with lower half ball timing and how that impacts the arm slot. And it's tough to get into kinetics on an audio show. But that's where I go, MLB, you're perpetuating a myth. You're perpetuating a myth. And if you want to bear with me, here's the facts that I looked at and I researched that my researcher looked at that I alluded to in the first segment. And I'm just going to go through them real briefly. Tommy John surgeries I looked at, 23 and 24. There were 55 pitchers. Once again, Major League Baseball stated in their report, velocity is the number one issue. They're throwing harder than ever. I'm not even going to get into the conversation of they clocked in front of the plate 40 years ago and now it's out of the hand. I'm going to put that aside, okay? Out of those pitchers, 42% of those pitchers threw 93 miles an hour or less. That's their average velocity. 53% of those pitchers threw 94 mile an hour or less. 71, almost two-thirds of the pitchers who had Tommy John surgery in the last 2 years threw 95 miles an hour or less. So I think, Gron, you would agree with me that that velocity is not high-octane gas by any stretch of the imagination, correct?
No question, and I do want to interject here for a second. I agree with you. It's sitting right in front of your face. And I do put MLB at the front of the list. And I also put the media out there because they're hyping what MLB is trying to sell. And then you have the parents that are listening to this, and then they're determining what is important. So, yeah, it's an uphill climb. You have gotten a mountain.
I tell my friends who have followed me, I said to Tony Kornheiser, I'm climbing Mount Everest. I'm a few feet fast past base camp. When I started 8 years ago, I was at TSA at LaGuardia, okay? That's my analogy for my challenge here. But let me continue.
Let me jump in real fast here because it's something that I think that's important that the audience knows about. It's something we talked about off the air before the show is that, yeah, as we've seen, Ron was talking about how these pitchers are coddled, protected. No one goes past five innings. No one, will win 20 games a season anymore. That the velocity is the only metric really that they can really count to now. They can point to because they can't point to strikeouts. They can't point to wins and losses with the great pantheon in the history of baseball because the entire paradigm of pitching has changed where those metrics aren't going to match up with what's happened in the past. You're not going to get the same kind of numbers you get nowadays that Bob Gitson had. So the only thing that people can look to in the MLB, the media, is velocity.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And that's exactly what's being sold. And as I said before, that doesn't even enter into the conversation, which is a whole nother dialogue that Paul Skaines, his gas is Fergie Jenkins' gas. That's a whole nother conversation that MLB will never admit. And we can talk about that further in the next segment if you want to, but I'll leave it at that. But this is interesting. Spin rate, number two, stuff. They're spinning the ball faster than ever. We talked about it before. Forget about the fact that they don't know what Nolan Ryan's curveball spin rate was. So I looked at these 55 pitchers, and I looked at their spin rates, and I had my researcher look at curveball, sliders, and sweepers, right? Probably the biggest spin rates. I wasn't concerned about fastball. So get this, curveball. Now, as a caveat, last year, I researched over 300 pitchers in MLB baseball, MLB, Office Savant. And I took six pitches, fastball, change, curve, sweeper, cutter, and slider. And I ranked the top 30 pitchers in their spin rates, okay? And I did that as a project. So 71% of the pitchers who had Tommy John surgery in the last 2 years, they're not in the top 30 spin rates for curveball. And the range of their spin rates of those injured are 2,988 RPMs all the way down to 1,923, a difference of 1,000. Sliders, 81% of those pitchers who had Tommy John surgery in the last 2 years are not in the top 30 for spin rates for slider. That range of those injured pitchers and their spin rate was 2,993 to 1,991. Now, the last one, the sweeper, which is all the rage, okay? 64% were in the bottom 15. So you had something that were spinning a little harder, a little faster. But get this, the range, though, which me is an indicative of that statement. 29.43 was the highest spin rate of the pitcher who had Tommy John surgery. 2,089 was the lowest spin rate. So my question to the experts. Okay, once again, I'm not looking to refute it based on my research of throwing motions. I'm looking to say, you've made the statement. They're getting injured because they're throwing harder than ever. They're getting injured because they're spinning faster than ever. And yet, with today's statistics, it doesn't show that. Am I missing something here?
No, you're not. Facts don't matter. I mean, it doesn't matter. That's true in today's life outside of baseball. You know, here are the facts. And it's a matter of saying they don't matter. We don't care. That's another aspect of it. When you show the data of which they preach and it doesn't come out their way, then what else are you supposed to think? They're not paying attention to the data, right? I mean, it's right there in front of you.
Or they have to be making up something, right? And I'm not looking to disparage any individual or try to read their mind, but I'm just reacting to the report and the statements they made. And here's the last one, okay, which is really interesting to me. And I've talked to broadcasters, I've talked to people involved in the game who have made comments to me. It's the max effort. All the doctors I've heard, whether it's Meister or Ahmad, any of the doctors I've heard either quoted in The Athletic or MLB.com or I've seen speak on podcasts, it's max effort every pitch. So here's my question to the doctors and the experts.
Okay, and I want to hold you right there on that one. I want to hold that question for our next segment, Jim. So we're going to take a quick break. Back, we'll see about that right after this quick minute. Thank you.
Memorial Day doorbuster deals are here at Lowe's. Right now, rewards members save $80 on the Master Forge 4-burner gas grill, now just $149. Plus, rewards members save $900 on the Lowe's exclusive Hisense French door refrigerator, now only $999. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/26. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Programs subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Is your AC ready for summer? Don't wait for the heat to hit. Weak airflow? Warm air? Strange noises? These are warning signs your AC needs attention. Our skilled technicians offer AC repair services or replacements to keep your family cool all summer long. Don't sweat it. 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning has your back. Here to keep your home cool all summer. Visit 1hour.com to schedule today. Financing options available.
Progressive knows road trips without your pet can be tough.
Hi, this is Next Stop Dog Boarding.
Hi, it's Scott again. How's Squeaks doing? You can tell if he's stressed by his eyebrows. Oh, and his breathing should sound like this.
Scott, Squeaks is exactly the same as last time you called.
Okay, let's talk in 20 to see if anything's changed.
With Progressive, your pet is covered up to $1,000 in vet bills in case of a car accident. So next time, you can take your pet with you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
The only thing better than a long weekend? A long weekend filled with great deals. And with Kohl's Memorial Day sale, you can get $10 off when you spend $25 or more. Earn $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. And save on must-haves for soaking up the sun, from patio essentials to poolside picks and more. So hurry to Kohl's and kick off your summer with some savings. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offers end May 26th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
the fans are rooting.
And we're back. We'll see about that with the legend, champion, and MVP, Ron Say. I'm Mike Gary. This week in Dodger history, I remember this one, Ron. 2002, this was the Dodgers set a franchise record when the team hit 8 home runs in one contest, bashing the Brewers 16-3. Sean Green, one of the friends of the show, 4 home runs, count for half of the record-breaking barrage with Brian Jordan and Adrian Beltre contributing home runs in the Miller Park contest.
And that, to my in my estimation, was the greatest single game any Dodger has had in history, whether you're working a Brooklyn uniform or an L.A. Dodger uniform. And Shohei Ohtani's last year, his performance down the stretch when he had 10 runs batted in.
Oh, yeah.
That's very close. But I'm going to stick with Sean's.
Yeah, Sean Green's
got 4 dingers is big time.
Unless Shohei comes on this show, then maybe we'll consider it.
Yeah, maybe so. But anyway, we're going to get back to the next segment with Jim. And Jim, you've got a question that you'd like to ask.
Oh, yeah, we talked about this. This is the third part of the MLB study where, as I mentioned prior to the break, all the experts, the doctors, the people I've talked to said the problem is they're throwing every pitch max effort. Okay. So I said, let me look at this. So then my question is, why on MLB Savant, link. I think it says 3D visualization. And when that pops up, this is what you see. As an example, Tyrick Skubal, mm-hmm. May 9th, 2025. He threw 96 pitches. His max fastball was 100. His average fastball was 98. His minimum fastball was 95. That's a difference of 5 miles an hour. Okay, but he's throwing max effort every pitch. Hunter Brown, I chose these two out of, I've researched about 15. Hunter Brown, because he's also, you know, the hot topic this year with Tarek, and he's putting together a good season. His max velocity on his fastball was 99, average 96. His minimum was 92. That's a 7 mile an hour difference. Okay, his other pitches, 98 to 93. 90 to 86, 85 to 80. Spin rates, maximum, average, and minimum, range from 300 to 400 to 500 RPMs. So here's, I have two questions here. Actually, a question and a statement, because I discussed this with Joe Madden, a good friend of mine, and a very avid golfer. So let's start with the first. My question to MLB baseball is, if they're all throwing every pitch max effort, as you say they are, and that's what's causing these injuries, why then on MLB Baseball Savant do you have max, average, and minimum for every pitch they throw, velocity-wise and spin rate? The second part of that question is, and this is where it gets into my research, and we can spend 2 minutes, I think I can describe this, because I said it to Madden and he agreed with me. If you're throwing every pitch max effort, why aren't you getting max results every pitch? And this is how I equated it and when I was speaking with Joe. And I thought about this because I took a golf lesson last year. And I'm not a bad golfer. I don't play much. I play 5 or 6 times a year. And it was, as with every amateur golfer, I was trying to get away from coming over the top to rotate my or use my hips correctly so I can drop the club into the slot to produce a more productive and efficient swing. That's basically golf 101. 99% of amateur golfers come over the top. So here's the deal, and this is how we're related to baseball. When I took the lesson, and he corrected me, okay? I hit the ball into the woods with my driver probably 30 to 40 yards further. Now, here's the interesting part of that. I thought and felt like I was swinging easier than when I was swinging over the top. Now, that's logical because when I was swinging over the top, my arm was the engine. I wasn't connecting my hips and my arms correctly to create the correct slot consistently and also create the maximum power. If you use your lower half as the engine, you will feel that you are not using as much effort. That's common sense, okay? He showed me the numbers. When I corrected my swing and dropped my arm, the club slot, and was able to use my hips correctly with proper timing, my ball speed went up and my club speed went up. Let me say it again. I thought I was swinging easier. So here's my observation and opinion of this max effort thing. And this goes back to the 600 pitchers I've evaluated who've been injured and the 100 plus pitchers, probably 150 I've worked with, who I've worked to change their motions to become more athletic, to have that same kinetic timing as the golf swing. If you are throwing the baseball and you're not creating optimal kinetic timing between your lower half and your arm, the arm will become the engine. When the arm becomes the engine, you will feel like you're doing more work. If you create a throwing motion where the lower half is the engine and you use your lower half properly, going to the plate rather than swinging to the plate, rather than opening up your hips 100% prematurely, then you will create proper kinetic timing. Meaning, when I swing the golf club and I begin to rotate my hips and I get that club in what it could be called the early cocking, that club starts to come down. If I go to the target and I start rotating my hips and that ball goes from early cocking to late cocking, now I've maximized the use of my lower half and it's the engine. What I've seen, Ron, over my 8 years and the 600 pitchers I've evaluated who've been injured all the way down through high school, is that when they are engaging their lower half, okay, and they're rotating the lower half, that ball is not going from early cocking to late cocking. That ball is going from early cocking to collapse behind the head. And when their hips are fully rotated, it's their arm is collapsed behind the head, is they're not throwing the baseball with proper kinetic timing.
So, Jim, based off your expertise, your scholarship here, what your advice to younger players to really maximize their mechanics would be to use their lower body?
Yes. And meaning that is a difference between using your lower body and moving your lower body. Okay. They can be mutually exclusive. I can kick out and swing and I can collapse my back leg and I can rotate my hips and I'm not using my lower half. If I create a linear motion to the plate, which then creates torque between my lower half and my upper half, I create energy and I'm also creating proper timing. So if I was going to look at, as I said before, and I was making that golf analogy, for most of these pitchers, or the fact that they're stating that everybody's throwing max results, max effort, and they're not getting max results, my observation is, as I related to the golf swing, the arm is the engine. And when the arm is the engine, you're going to feel like you're putting more energy and you're putting forth the max effort. You're not. It's misleading to you. It's like anything else in sports. It's like anything else when you're swinging a golf club. But to your point about youth, I can't see it happening, because all the facilities that I've gone to and all the research I've done, the throwing motions that I've evaluated, okay, on all these facilities, on their websites, I've looked at their videos. Their throwing motions are atrocious. They throw exactly like Major League Baseball pitchers are throwing. So I don't, you know, to answer your question, I don't see how it can change. I don't see how it can change, especially if Major League Baseball is not going to recognize, as with the Jared Jones, who a year and a half ago, I told the writer, he's going to have Tommy John surgery or elbow surgery or oblique issues. He's had both. So, you know, I can go on and on. Ben Joyce, I mean, his motion is atrocious. So I'm going, if Major League Baseball and teams, and this is really the crux of it, if they're not either they don't recognize, which I find it hard to believe, people told me they don't know how to fix. Could be plausible. People also told me that they don't want to speak up. That's more plausible to me. But until somebody is willing to state that you cannot throw the ball like Ben Joyce and expect to remain healthy, there's nothing that's going to change.
Why would the teams want to continue this practice? I mean, these are hundreds of millions of dollars of investments they've made in these players. How does it benefit the team to kind of hush this up?
I've asked that question and I've thought about this, and I'm going to relate it. I talked to my wife. I'm going to relate it to the business world. If you're a CEO in a company, you've come up through business. You possibly even have come up through the ranks of your company. Okay. So you understand the marketing, you understand the finance, you understand the promotion, you understand the sales responsibility. Now, when you get to the CEO level, you're up there in the clouds, right? But you still can understand when there's an issue, when there's a problem, and you can say to somebody who reports to you, what's going on here? Okay. In baseball, all the owners, okay, did not grow up in Major League Baseball. I could venture that maybe half of them never played the game and probably 90% never pitched. So they have no knowledge about this. Zero, unlike the CEO. So what happens to me, the only logical explanation I have, because I can't say I don't mean to be facetious, but I'm not willing to call them idiots, okay, or uneducated. I'm thinking what happens that the CEO goes, okay, I just hired a baseball president of baseball operation or general manager. He knows what's going on here. I'm going to rely on him. Okay. The general manager, the president of baseball operation goes, I'm making $6 million a year. If everybody in Major League Baseball can raise their hands in unison and say, this is just the hazard of pitching. It happens. Okay. I can't tell you how many articles I read where managers, pitching coaches go, it happens. I go, yeah, it happens if you're driving 100 miles an hour in a 40-mile-an-hour speed zone, you're going to get in an accident, okay? If you drive 40, would you not get in an accident? You might, but you're going to reduce your chances dramatically. So when this happens, to answer your question, it trickles all the way down. And my biggest stumbling block here, because I've researched minor league pitchers and I followed all these people. I followed Kyle. I did a study in 2021, which I think I mentioned on your last show. There were 227 prospects that were highlighted by MLB. I researched all their emotions, all their throwing motions, and I critiqued them and I mailed them to each of the owners and the GMs and said, you're going to have an issue with these guys. To date, 95% of those have been injured. 95%. And Kyle Bradish, who had the worst throwing motion of anybody I've seen, progressed through the Orioles system. Nobody put an arm around his shoulder and said, Kyle, you're a young kid. You got a great ceiling. But you need to make some changes here and adjustments if you expect to remain healthy. And we want you to remain healthy because, you know, you have the opportunity to be our number one starter. He gets to the major leagues in a year, hurts his shoulder, and another year has Tommy John surgery. Exact same throwing motion. So I'll ask you, with the hundreds of millions of dollars going on, how does that happen in the minor leagues?
Well, we're going to find out. We're going to see about that right after this message.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624.
That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
Okay, we're about ready to close things out with Jim Colonel. And, Jim, I can't answer that last question either. So, therefore, I'm just going to go to you and have you talk about your website and what you have to offer over there.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I created the website, the Athletic Pitcher Series, and it's a five-part series that helps teach parents, coaches, and young pitchers how to throw the ball athletically, how to throw the ball with balance and stability, how to create optimal timing between the lower half and their upper half to improve their arm health and improve their performance. Somebody made a comment to me, you talked about climbing up the mountain, that I should open up a facility. And I said, I can't do that. Because I would open up a facility and I wouldn't have a radar gun. And all we would do is start working on a fundamental throwing motion. And then we'd be working on command. And if they couldn't throw five fastballs down the middle, I wouldn't then let them throw five fastballs high and in. And then when they were able to accomplish that, then we'd go to controlling a changeup and a curveball. And they'd keep on asking me, what's my velocity? And I said, I'm not concerned about your velocity. So I recognize that that's not going to happen because of the paradigm. So I work with kids individually through word of mouth. I'm not going to exhaust myself doing this. As a matter of fact, this is, you know, your podcast is a great way to finish this. But I had decided that I started working my project. It was 8 years ago on my birthday. So I decided that I'm going to stop this project tomorrow on my birthday from the research standpoint. I'm not going to spend hours and hours anymore on the computer evaluating throwing motions and breaking things down and trying to communicate with people to have them try to dialogue with me. Because the biggest disappointment I've had is that in 8 years and over 60 podcasts I've done, I have not been able to have a dialogue with anybody in the room. I don't care whether it's a clubhouse manager. I don't care whether it's the assistant to the player development director. I don't care who it is. My goal was to always have a conversation with somebody to present what I see, what I know, and then say, okay, why is this incorrect? Why is this different than what you're saying? So to be honest with you, Ron, you know, I don't mind pounding my head against the wall, but my wife thinks that I'm crazy enough as it is. So I'm not looking to create any more silliness in our family.
Well, you got a grandchild on the way too, Jim.
So I got a grandchild on the way.
All right, here we go. Jim, thank you so much for your expertise today. I'm sure it was entertaining and educational to a lot of people. And hopefully we'll have a lot of people visiting theathleticpitcherseries.com. That's Jim's website. A lot of great information over there. All right, there you have it. We'll see about that, and we'll see you next time.